You have reached Contrabandieri Pass, the watershed between the Tonale Col and the Viso Valley. From this panoramic location you can see most of the defensive line and military roads on the Montozzo section of the front. There is, on the other hand, relatively little infrastructure, such as teleferics. This latter transport system was technologically cutting-edge at the time and crucial to the supplying of such large numbers of troops across the front line. As early as the autumn of 1915, the foundation stones were laid in what was to become a dense network of cable links between the valleys and the mountain tops. Mainly built by a Milan-based firm Coretti and Tanfani, the teleferic transport system consisted of carts with two-wheeled carriages and a rectangular metal basket held up by adjustable cables to keep them horizontal whatever the gradient. The pylons supporting the steel cables were made up of iron pipes melded onto one another or by wooden posts. In its entirety, a teleferic section weighed around 10 tons and the individual sections, engine and cables aside, were designed by weight and dimensions to be carried on the back of a single man. The cart's capacity varied from a minimum of 1 to a maximum of 300 kilos each per trip. They could make more than 100 trips in 24 hours. Most of the teleferics installed on the front line were motorized, but smaller hand-operated models were also used as well as counterweight system teleferics. Individual objects for transport were registered at the lower station and then sent up with a clear order of priority: foodstuffs, ammunition, and then miscellaneous material. Timber was almost exclusively transported at night. The teleferics were used for materials only, and their use for human transport was reserved for high-ranking officers and the seriously wounded. A very long teleferic linked up the village of Zoano with Bleis Hut. From here, two opposing lines branched out to Bacchetta Bleis and the ridge between Cima Bleis and Mount Tonale Occidentale. Bacchetta Bleis was also served by a further teleferic divided up into three legs, which began at Case Talasso, along the Tonnellina road which climbed up to Case di Viso from the fourth hairpin bend on Tonale State Road 42. This series of teleferics was finished off by a series of small high routes linking Mount Tonale Occidentale with the road from Bacchetta Bleis, Cima del Casriol with Contrabandieri Pass and the forward positions above Valbiolo Derry. Chaplain Don Primo Discacciati, who was stationed at the Case Talasso Field Hospital above Ponte di Legno town in the spring of 1918, remembered the events of 13 June 1918 on the ridges between Torrioni, Albiolo, Contrabandieri and Tonale Occidentale, just above his position. In these terms, the Austrians began shelling the valley at 3:30. Rain and fog. I'm safe and am not moving from my bed. No shells have struck near us. Dozens are passing over our heads and whistling over the valley or above Zoano. I got up at 7 when the other priest came to hold mass. The fierce bombardment continued with grenades and shrapnel. Our boys fought back. The valley is a single thunder of noise. Ours is like neutral ground, and we look out at this spectacle which is both beautiful and terrible at the same time.